Welcome to our episode of Revenue Chat. Today we have Alan Weisberg, creator of the Seamless Method, who says, success is but a state of mind. Alan is a successful entrepreneur who built several multi-million dollar businesses within the IT consulting industry. Successful but unfulfilled, he recalibrated his life and is now enabling others to do the same. Alan will inspire and empower you to live a full life in accordance with your soul purpose. Next on Revenue Chat. Hi, everyone. This is Tony D'Urso with Revenue Chat, brought to you by the book Easy Sales Procedures. With us, we have Alan Weisberg, Amazon best-selling author. Alan lived the dream. He made a better life, and by mid-2012, he seemingly had it all with a multi-million dollar per year IT consulting business, loving wife, great kids, big house, new cars, and all debts paid off. But he felt unfulfilled with his life's purpose. So what did he do? He quit his multi-million dollar business and spent several more years trying to figure out his life. He published his book, Inspirer, Poetic Observations, which became an Amazon bestseller. He also became the radio show host of the international syndicated show, School of Human Potential Radio. And thus he went on his life's purpose road to help others uncover their true potential. Alan's site is alanweisberg.com. That's Alan with an E.
And Weisberg is V as in Victor, A-Y-S as in Sam, B as in boy, E-R-G, Weisberg, alanweisberg.com.
All right. Get ready for Alan to inspire and empower you to live a full life in accordance with your soul purpose. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for being a guest on Revenue Chat. It's very wonderful to have someone like you. And as I've mentioned some of your history just a little bit, perhaps you'd like to fill us in a little more on your roots. Tell us how you became an expert in this field. And basically, Alan, how did it all start for you?
Well, I came here in 1989. I was 14 years old, and my family and I immigrated from the former Soviet Union. Once I left, it broke up, so I take full credit for that. And
excellent.
My parents, yeah, it's the tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, accidents do happen. I actually did think for a little while that I had some sort of a lucky charm aspect to myself, because I used to live in Detroit, because that was the first place that we went to, and Pistons were winning. And then I left Detroit, I moved to Chicago, and then the Bulls were winning. I thought, wait a minute, there could be something to this.
Well, we know you're not a Soviet spy.
certainly not, although that came to play. Remember when they arrested a bunch of spies with that good-looking girl? And there was one missing, so people at work were looking at me funny. I said, yes, it is me. I am here. And then, you know, the show The Americans went on with my favorite Kerry Russell. I am not a Soviet spy.
Okay, good. I've marked you off the list.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm very happy not to have that on my resume anymore. That sounds like I have been a Soviet spy before. I hope FSB and KGB is not listening to the show. So I came as a kid and learned English, wanted to do what I always wanted to do, which was either be a professional actor or be a professional tennis player. And when I brought that up to my parents at the age of 14 and 15, they laughed at me and said, no, you're going to go and get a real job. Which I didn't really understand what that meant and what I was supposed to be doing for real, because I didn't think about anything else. I knew that I was a poet. I knew that I was an actor. I knew that I was a tennis player. Everything else, I had no idea. So it took me a little while. I thought maybe I'm going to be a lawyer. Maybe I'm going to be a psychologist. Maybe in business. Then I started working for a consulting company and was placing IT people into consulting and permanent jobs. And I saw the type of money that they were raking in, and I said, okay, hey, you know, this IT thing is pretty good. Maybe I'll do IT. And that set me on a 17-year path of going into IT, finding a niche that I like, creating and running IT consulting firms until I finally managed to get myself out of it, because it still was not what I wanted to do. I did it for the money, and after a while, you just can't continue doing it.
Wow, totally understand. Working for the money works only so far.
Yeah.
And that's actually where you made a major segue into your life. You made a major change. You had it all. You had your bills paid, great house, new cars, great wife and kids. What possessed you to leave it all and switch?
Yeah, I've always been possessed. It was just a matter of time until that thing happens. And you know, people say that I've had my midlife crisis way too early, but I was thinking about doing that for the longest time. I didn't get a chance to do it. My first business was a phenomenal failure. September 11th did me in. By the time I paid off those debts, you know, then I had to actually start making some money. So I made money, and then kind of got hooked into it, because you can't get out of it as you're making that money. But my heart was never really into it. And that's the funny irony of this, is that as you are doing something purely for the money, but your heart is not into it, you are never going to be as professional or as successful as you can be, because you don't really care about it. You're kind of doing it and going through the motions and doing just enough to get by. Some things you're enjoying and you're focusing on it and you're learning all these wonderful things about yourself. But for all of my successes within the IT industry, I could have been 3 times more successful if I actually cared about it. So I finally, you know, for a couple of years, probably from 2010, I had this voice in my head, like Ray Kinsella, where Ray heard, "If you build it, he will come." I had the voice. It was just saying, live your essence. And I knew what they meant. And I knew that they meant that I was not living my essence. I was not doing what it is that I'm supposed to be doing in my life. And it got to a point where when I had to introduce myself and shake somebody's hand, and they would ask, you know, who are you and what do you do? And I would say something about IT and consulting, everything within me would just yell out, no, that is not who you are. You're a writer, you're an author, you're an actor, you're a spiritual teacher, and you're not doing any of those things. So it was in the middle of 2012 where I made a promise to myself that I would never introduce myself as who I am not, which made for a lot of fun on my part, because I was shaking people's hands and introducing myself as an actor or as an author. And then the natural conversation would flow as, awesome, you know, what have you been in or what have you written? And the answer was nothing, but I'm an actor or I'm an author. And you can imagine the response on people's faces. And, you know, they already thought I was a little weird. And after that, it was, you know, bye-bye, Sally. But for me, it was a hugely freeing experience. And it's then that I understood that it's not what you do for a living. Right, you don't have to have a book published to be an author. You don't have to be in a movie to be an actor. You either are or you're not. And I was, and it was just a matter of time. And since then, you know, I did publish my book. I did do a movie. You know, I did do a number of things that I wanted to do, from the spiritual route, from, you know, getting my martial arts black belt, even though it doesn't really mean anything, because like in everything, right, there are professionals and there are not. So either you're a professional and then belts don't matter, or you have a belt but you're still not a professional. I would fall into the latter category. But I did all of those things, and that's kind of how, you know, the whole shift came together. I said, enough is enough. I've made enough money. I have enough savings where I can finally get out of that and allow myself to do the things that I always wanted to do.
Very impressive, Alan, very impressive. And a lot of things that I'd like to comment on. I would like to talk about your book and a little bit about your movie later on.
Sure.
But my mind is on your one of your practical tools, and I mentioned that in my intro, the Seamless Method. And I'm sure there's quite a bit of people in the audience that are interested. What is this? Could you explain what this is, please?
Seamless Method is my wellness product. It sounds funny when I say it, it's a wellness product, because it's really a, you know, it's a life-changing system. And like all of the things that are brilliant, and I say that not giving a compliment to myself, but rather giving a compliment to the universe for presenting this to me. It is extremely simple. And it came about with me looking to get back on track in my own life when I was still working and running my IT businesses. And I would be stressed out. I would be a nervous wreck, unfulfilled, unhealthy, and I would go on vacation, and I would feel wonderful. And I thought, wait a minute. Why am I feeling great on vacation, and I'm not feeling great outside of vacation? And there came, past the duh moment of you're on vacation, dude. The question was, why? And my analytical mind started playing with this and trying to figure out, why did I feel so nice? Was it the lack of stress, for instance? And the answer was absolutely not, because I was there with my kids and, 2 days of traveling to and from Mexico, where I went on vacation. Small kids running around, getting into all sorts of things they shouldn't be doing. It was a lot of stress. So stress was not the issue. Was it I was eating a lot better? And the answer was no again, because I was in an all-inclusive resort and I was eating a lot more and a lot more of the things that I shouldn't be eating, and yet I was still feeling great. So there was that conundrum of why am I feeling great even though I have all of the stress? I am eating like crap, excuse me for saying, and what is actually happening here? And upon further analysis, I saw that there were a number of other factors that played into it. Number one is I was getting a lot more sleep. So that was a big thing. Second, I was active the whole day. So it wasn't the same lifestyle that I had of driving to the office. The only walk-in that I was doing is walking from the parking lot into the building. And then, coming back home and getting on my couch to watch some television while I ate. So there was very little activity for me when I was at home. And on vacation, it was all activity. It was running, biking, swimming, dancing, playing tennis, working out. I was active throughout the whole day. Then being outside in the sunshine and in the fresh air the whole day, that made a huge difference. So I thought, is this something that I can do when I come back from vacation? And these things seemed very simple. And I thought, well, I certainly could work out more and be more active. I certainly can make sleep a priority. I certainly can go ahead and, spend some time outside in the fresh air and sunshine. These are things that I can, very easily do. And I need to eat better and I need to reduce my stress and kind of manage those levels. And then I started, putting together other things on paper that would be good just for myself so I can get back to the state that I'm healthy and happy and not have to wait 50 weeks before I go on another vacation. So that is how Seamless started to come about, of these elements that are important for us on a daily basis, that are simple, that we can put into our day without having to change things up too much. It's very flexible, so we can fit it in, and it's simple enough so we can start doing it and maintaining it right away. And I came up basically with 10 elements, and those elements became the acronym of Seamless.
Fascinating. What are those 10 elements, please?
S stands for sleep. That's still, the first thing that we start with when we're working with clients and people online in our courses. So sleep is the first one. Eating and drinking enough water is the second. A is for activity, being active for at least 30 minutes every day. And by active, I don't mean working out or going to a gym. I mean just anything that is activity, running, walking, biking, dancing, swimming, anything that you're doing that is getting your body into an active motion. M is for meditation, very, very important, not necessarily having to sit in a meditative state for 40 minutes at a time, but different meditations, just being present. And there are so many different ways that you can do that for as little as 9 minutes a day that everybody can do. L is for three different types of love. It's loving yourself, loving others in your life, and loving your day, which is very, very important, and inserting something that you love into every single day. E is for expansion and growth, which basically means continuing to learn and grow and expand and go beyond your fear zones. S is for stress reduction, and the final S is for sunshine and fresh air.
I see a couple of rooms or areas of improvement for myself. Very interesting.
All of us have plenty of areas for improvement.
Yeah. Now, Alan, you say we talk about change, and the Seamless Method is about changing.
Yeah.
So now you also say you can change your career and be happy without getting a divorce. Little pun. So can everyone really make this change just by applying that seamless method?
Well, seamless is about the life change overall, right, and things that we can do regardless of what career you're in or really dealing with the life purpose, because it gets you into a much better state, much more balanced existence. You lose weight, you reduce stress, you start putting your life back into a much more peaceful and balanced order. So there are lots of outcomes that we've noticed with people, like 92% of the participants who have ever taken the courses have reduced their stress significantly by, you know, 2 to 3 times what they used to be. So these things work. But in terms of a career, it's a part of the process. But before we change the career, and I'll get to your the original question in just a second, but from the career perspective, we have to understand who it is that we are. And once we understand who we are and what makes us tick and why we're here in terms of our purpose, then everything flows from there. So can people just make a career change and be happy? And is it as easy as it sounds? At the high level, yes. Then there come the details.
Very, very interesting. I like that. Okay. And boasting a 92% success rate is quite excellent in these days and times. Very cool.
Yeah, now, I was surprised myself. Sorry to interrupt you, but it was a surprising number. And then I looked at all of the other ones that we have, and they're very high as well. So we're still tracking it. We want to, you know, do it with as many people as possible and see if these numbers hold up.
Very cool. I see, understanding a lot of this from my career in sales, marketing, and working with companies, I see the basics here. I see a very successful foundation. So yes, I can see that. Now, you also say, quite often actually, recalibrate your life to live your essence. What does that
mean? It's the whole process. So when people are asking me what it is that you do, because I say that I'm a life recalibration expert, the usual question is, okay, what exactly does that mean? And then I throw them the same, you know, the slogan that you just read, recalibrate your life in order to live your essence. But the idea is we first need to start with our life purpose. You know, why are we here? What is it that we're actually trying to accomplish? And then from there, we're changing our careers, we're changing our lives, we're finding that balance. We are recalibrating our life in order to align with that essence. And the essence is your purpose.
I see. It's all coming together for me here. Very interesting.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Let's look at this from another angle. How can one marry or put together and combine these esoteric concepts with practical living?
Yeah, that was it's an interesting question, because that's what kind of took me a number of years to figure out, because I was always on the esoteric side. I was always interested in that. I have abilities in that. And I kind of followed that path, but I didn't necessarily want to do it full time. On the other hand, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business person. I'm an IT guy. And I'm very mainstream in certain respects. So the question was, how do we marry the two? Because I didn't want to be a part of just one of those worlds. I wanted to be a part of both. And all of the spiritual teachers are always talking about balance. And that balance to me is balance of being true to yourself and being who you are. And in my case, I am of both worlds. And it's not just my case. Everybody is that way, whether we, you know, view it that way or not. But we are both physical and the spiritual. So when we read and when we discuss the esoteric concepts and the law of attraction and you know many of the other, you know, more advanced things, the question comes up of how do we make it practical? How do we make it apply to our real life instead of just, you know, looking at something as a concept that is nice to look at but doesn't really help me in my real existence? And that's what I spent a lot of time on, and everything that I'm doing, from finding your purpose or from changing your life in terms of the seamless method, everything is taking those esoteric principles but making it very applicable, making it flexible, making it something that people can immediately start utilizing in their real life without worrying whether they believe in that stuff or how it works. It's there. It's embedded. It's in everything that I do.
It seems all so simple, but yet here it is.
Yeah. But that's, I think that is the most important part of everything that we do. When we look at things, and you know, it may seem complex at the beginning, but complex things overall, once you understand what is really on the inside of it. Inside it is simplicity. And everything that is created, look at nature, everything is incredibly complex, but is incredibly simple at the same time. And when we get to that level of simplicity, we can apply it. We don't have to worry about learning or spending so much time mastering it. It's there for us. It's there to be utilized, so we don't have to waste our time doing something else.
Interesting. It reminds me of the way some people tackle a particular problem or an issue. Mm-hmm. You could tackle it basically two ways. You know, you could look at it as a problem and how are you going to figure it out and make it all seem so hard. Or you could look at it, right. at it as, oh, this is easy. I've done this before. Bada, 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 and it's done. So it's, yeah. So it's simple if you, and also what I'm saying is looking at it that it is simple. But some of these points in the seamless method, for example, eating better, sleeping, we do these already. So how do you make it new? How do you make it better? Can you explain all that, please?
Yeah, and it's a very fair question, because we're not reinventing the wheel per se with individual elements. You know, everybody that has heard these elements can say, okay, I can be doing this a little bit better or doing this a little bit better, but what's new here? Where's the magic pill? And the answer is, magic pill isn't doing it. So we all know what we're supposed to be doing, and yet we're not doing it. If we look at what's happening with stress-related conditions, three-quarters, if not more, of all of the ailments and all of the doctor's visits in the United States are because of stress. So if we know that we're supposed to reduce our stress, why are we still not reducing it? If we're looking at sleeping, everybody knows that they're supposed to sleep, and we know that we're supposed to sleep between 7 to 9 hours, and we hear about the importance of sleep, but why is it that two-thirds of the population is sleep-deprived when the research is showing it? So it's not in knowing these things, it's in actually doing these things. And that's where simplicity comes in of, if you give something that is difficult or that is inflexible and rigid, then we can never apply it. Think from the dieting perspective. You know, when have we ever stuck to a New Year's resolution or a diet for an extended period of time? Anything that is restrictive to us psychologically is not something that we want to do for a long time, as opposed to changing our behaviors and inserting these simple things that overall, once you make it into a habit, change your life completely. So the newness here is in the application of these eight specific elements and in turning them into habits, and then in how you actually do all eight on a daily basis. That's the new part. That's the part that was not explained before.
I see. And you can actually lower your risk of the top health problems by doing this?
Yeah, and that's the part that made me kind of sit down and really understand the true power of this. That is the part that I certainly did not expect. But when I was doing research and setting up this system, we're talking about seamless, and I looked at cancer and I looked at diabetes and I looked at heart disease and kidney disease and injuries and other things, the top 10 health-related killers in the United States. When you're looking at what the doctors and the scientific community is recommending in order to lower your risk of getting any and all of these, it's basically seamless, which blew me away, because they're saying you need to eat better, you need to sleep more, you need to meditate, you need to reduce stress, you need to be active, you need to be out in sunshine and fresh air. I did not expect that. So, yes, I don't claim anything, but when we're looking at what seamless is and what it does for you, And when you're looking at the recommendations of the scientific community, it appears that both are exactly the same.
That's interesting. And you mentioned that even though these are simple basics, mm-hmm. a propensity of the population does not do this. For example, we're busy. You know,
right.
that's our excuse. That's our justification to not get as much sleep, to eat that $1 fast food burger, taco, whatever, instead of a nice, decent meal. So how can people fit this in their busy lives? How can they do that and also make that change?
Yeah, it is really the excuse that we kind of built in. Yeah, I know, but I'm familiar with the expression, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, technically you will. And, you know, the less sleep you're getting, the faster you're going to get there. But the point is not that. The point is, what can you do about it? And that's the other beauty of the seamless method, is that it's so simple to actually make sure that those elements are a part of your day. So I'll give you a specific example. Everything has to rhyme. I'm a poet, so you know there's the book that you were mentioning. Don't whine, combine. That's one of the ways to do it. Everybody at work gets an hour break. I'm not going to say everybody, but the majority of people gets an hour break for lunch. So during that break, first half an hour, go outside. Go outside for a walk. So for half an hour, just walk around. And if you're in places that gets cold, bundle up. You know, you can do that in any weather. So go outside, take a walk. Don't take your iPhone or anything else with you and check emails while you're doing it. Instead, focus on the nature. So as you're walking around, as you're breathing, you are combining four elements out of the eight in that half an hour, which is activity, with sunshine and fresh air, meditation, because anything that you are doing that brings you into the present moment, it's also called a moving meditation, is that. And you're doing stress reduction. So there are these four that you can do in a half an hour that doesn't take away from your schedule at all.
That's very interesting. You reminded me of a time when I was in one of my more affluent periods. What I did was I picked a place to eat. There was a series of food establishments about a mile away, and I purposely would walk to those, which would take about 15, 20 minutes each way. I would purposely walk there and walk back to utilize my hour, get the exercise, fresh air. And it's interesting in reflecting that that was one of my better periods in my life.
It's true. These are so simple. These devices and these things nobody needed 50 years ago because we were all doing them. But right now, in our day and age, in our sedentary society, in our society that overcooks us from information exhaustion, we need these reminders. We need these structures. We need a way to combat a lot of the stuff that is happening to us in order to get back on track.
Very cool. Now, the walking and the eating at lunch is one thing, but the rest of the seamless, it's a process. So does that affect you? It affects the kids, the loved ones? How does this all work together, please?
Yeah, it really affects everybody. I'm reminded of Michael Jackson's song, "If You Want to Change the World, Take a Look at Yourself." Right? Change yourself first, and then the world will be changing because of that. Once you're going through this process, once you change, it changes everything about you. It sounds grandiose, but you'll notice it. You'll notice that you are feeling better. You are thinking happier thoughts. You are being more productive. Your relationships improve. Once your relationships improve, once you are this, shining, smiling beacon of stress-free existence, and nothing is ever stress-free, but you're a lot more apt at dealing with stress, and your body is a lot more healthy in order to deal with any stress that comes up. People are looking at you and they're changing because of it. They want to know what you're doing, right? And your whole outlook on life is changing. You are becoming far more positive. So if we're looking from the esoteric perspective, you're going to not only know yourself better, but you're going to attract to yourself the outcomes that you're actually envisioning in terms of health, in terms of wealth, in terms of your relationships. And everything starts happening naturally, which is the whole point of seamless. Your life will become far more seamless. And that affects everybody around you.
I love it. Now, in this short half hour, Alan, we've reset our life, recalibrated. We're doing the seamless method. We're eating well, sleeping well, just having a good life. Now, let's get into, okay, we're doing well, we're healthy, we're happy, but we're not doing what we really love to do. So now we're going to go into changing career. So how do we change career while continuing to work for the same company?
Right. I'll get into that that answer in just a second. But first thing that you need to do, let me rephrase. First thing that I recommend you do, because nobody needs to do anything. First thing that I recommend for you to do is take a breath, take a pause, because we are creatures that are emotional. And sometimes when we're feeling unfulfilled, the first reaction is, okay, well, this job is not working out. I need to find a new one. Maybe you don't. So let's take a breath and let's analyze and let's get in touch with who you really are, what you're looking for before we start making major changes, and you may end up in the same place 4 years from now. But getting to your question of can people do that while working for the same corporation, the answer is absolutely yes. And that is one of the ways that I work with my clients on, of let's say, you know, I was an IT guy and I always enjoyed marketing and advertising. There's no reason for me not to switch into a marketing or advertising department within the same company as opposed to being an IT guy for a number of reasons. Number one, I already know the business. The company is much more interested in keeping me as an employee because I already know the business. And they can transition me from one role into another. I probably will take a little cut in salary, which I would gladly take because then I can continue working within the same company instead of looking for a new place, getting to know everybody else. I would be far better as an employee from a motivation perspective because I am so happy and excited that somebody allowed me to make that transition. The company benefits, the employee benefits, and it's a win-win for everybody. And it's not just me thinking about this as a dreamy scenario, but I've seen this play out over and over again in real situations with real people where it works. You can make a transition into a different career choice within the same company. That obviously depends on the company, that depends on environments, that depends on, you know, corporate politics. There are many variables there. But can it be done, and has it been done? Absolutely.
All right. Well, how do you discover what you should be doing for your career? How do you discover what it is or where to really get into?
And that's the first step, right? That is the most important part before we do anything else of who are you? and for people that work with
Are you the actor, the poet, et cetera?
Exactly. But you're actually everything, and you're not one or the other. It's just the varying degrees. And I call the whole thing as the expressions of your essence. And then I have people going through an exercise, which I call the essence spectrum. Yeah, everything, you know, with me is has to have essence in it and, you know, sound in a way that makes me explain it to people because nobody gets what it is from the first point anyway. So the essence spectrum is one of the exercises that I have people go through in order to figure out who they are. And imagine a flower. I like lotus flowers, so imagine a lotus flower. If you don't want to imagine flowers, just imagine the Target sign, not where you shoot at, just, you know, Target store. And you have the center. That is your essence. And we'll get there. It's basically you being able to describe who you are in one, two, or three words. And we keep on working until we get to that point. The first set of petals, if we're in the lotus example, or the first ring right next to the center, are your closest expressions of that who you are. So let me give you a specific example. I am inspirer. That is me explaining myself in one word. I am here to inspire others. How do I inspire others? I inspire them through a different number of ways. Through writing, through speaking, through teaching, you know, all of these are expressions of who I am that continue making me happy. I am fulfilled while I'm doing these things. I am talented in doing that, and I have abilities in order to deliver it. Then we start going a little bit farther out, and we still have other things that are really cool about us that, you know, we have talents, ambitions, dreams, and abilities to do it, but it's not exactly in line with what it is that we do. So for me, you know, for instance, I said that I'm in the spiritual spectrum or the acting spectrum. These are all the things that I am, but is that exactly aligned with that who I truly am and my core, my essence, my soul purpose? Maybe not exactly. It's still a part of me. It's still a part of the great big flower that is me. I've never called myself a flower, but that's nice. So, and then you start working backwards. And when we get to the left part, the left set of petals, farthest from who you are, in my case, that's where IT finds itself. So when we're talking about fulfillment, you can look at your life and say, that, well, I've been doing IT for me in particular. I'm doing IT, you know, for 15, 17 years. I feel completely unfulfilled, of course, because I'm doing that which is the farthest thing from who I truly am. So the recalibration process and the changing career process is all founded, if you will, on understanding who you are, what your soul purpose is, what your expressions are, and then combining those and aligning those with a specific career choice and then getting to that state of fulfillment.
I like the way you do that. It's very clever. How long does that take to, I know answers may vary, but what kind of general time period would that take for someone who goes, oh my God, here I am, I'm not doing anything that I really love and I want to make this career change. Kind of, what kind of time frame does that take?
As you've mentioned, it depends. And this is your standard consulting answer of it depends. But from what I've seen, it can take as little as a couple of months, but most cases take, you know, 6 months, 18 months. I've seen people who it takes 2 to 3 years. For some careers, you have to get enough education to have a foundation before you can actually change to a career. So it takes time. Depending on your particular situation, what you're going into, it can take a very short amount of time to a much longer.
Okay. And you have a method of how to help someone if their spouse disagrees with their choice?
Yes. And we've mentioned the no divorce option, which is an option technically, but that's not the option that we're looking for. That's where the difficulty comes in of when you're flying on these wings of happiness, of finally discovering your purpose and wanting to realign your life, and you're saying that to your spouse, and your spouse is saying, well, you're full of it. I don't believe it, I'm not standing behind it, and I'm completely against it. What do you do then? And that's where you have to make your toughest decision. There's no one answer to that because everything depends on your situations. And you have to have the line of communication open. You have to go through these conversations. You have to realize just how much your change is affecting and reflecting onto others in your life because, you know, your spouse knows you as this perception of who they think you are. And if you come to them and saying, that's completely different from what I truly am, then what else about you is different? And it takes a while for them to get to a point where they're comfortable enough with the idea of a new or a different you that may be a better expression of who you are. But it's a process. And that's one of the, you know, ways that we work with people of getting them through those conversations, through that process. In most cases, it works. In some cases, you come to a head where there is just a disagreement, and then you have to make a choice of what you do about it.
I got you. I seem to be blessed. I've made several major career changes in my life, all very successful, and I've always gone over them very carefully with my spouse and analyzed the options, and I've been blessed with that, but not everyone has it that way. Now, Alan, you have a class or a course or you have a method to teach and help people to do this. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have a number of things, and you know, kudos to your spouse for being open-minded and accepting. I'm in the same position. I have a wonderful, wonderful wife who is a, as far as I'm concerned, she's a saint. You know, putting up with me and all the things that I go through, she should have a statue erected in her honor, and it should have been done a long time ago. By the way, she is not listening to the show, so I'm not saying it just for her to hear. In terms of the courses, there are a couple at the moment. There is the Career 180, which is kind of a practice that goes along with my Recalibrate Your Life coaching practice that goes through the process of a successful career change. And a part of that is dealing with, you know, your spouse and having these conversations. And there is a process that we go through that deals with your presence, that deals with your past, that deals with your future. You know, we can get into that if you like. And then there is the Seamless course, which is the lifestyle changing course that goes over the eight elements, and not just goes over it of, you know, why they're important and why you need to do that, but actually implements them and make sure that you take those elements and turn them into habits. And that course is a 10-week course.
Got it. Alan, your courses and classes, are these all done online on the internet, or do you do them in person or by phone or a combination of all?
It's a combination of all because people are different. You know, some people want to see you in person, and that's where a workshop is best suited. Other people are very, you know, happy with a virtual format. So we still are very much in touch and supportive through Skype, through, you know, webinar sessions, through continuous Facebook contact in our private closed Facebook group, but those are online, and then I have individual coaching that I work with people on.
I see. And do you do this for just an individual? Is it always just individuals, or would you do a workshop and a meeting with a company if it needed something more major?
Very much both. Yeah, I have individual clients who I work with one-on-one. All of the online courses are group-based, so I lead a number of groups. There is a self-guided version, so people can take it at any time for Seamless, for instance. And then I run fully mentored, what I call them, offerings, in which I take a group of people and I guide them throughout the whole part. And same thing applies to the corporations, whether it's just a seminar or a workshop or implementing that whole program as a wellness corporate program. So combination of all things.
I got it. Okay. I like that. And all of this information, the classes, the courses, the packages, can be found at your site?
Yeah, alanvaisberg.com is a good place to go to. You can go to seamlessmethod.com or just go on Facebook. You know, I'm easy to find on social media. There are only two Alan Vaisbergs. One is a very nice lawyer in L.A., and I'm the other guy.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Alan, we talked about your book at the very beginning, but we mentioned it. So can you tell me more about the Inspirer book, please?
Sure, I'd love to. It's it's my baby. So when we're talking about, you know, my essence, very much at the heart of it is who I am, and I inspire people through through writing, and poetry has been a part of my life, rhyming poetry. I have to be a little bit more specific because where I grew up, all poetry was rhyming. When I came to the United States, I learned that there was a major distinction, that poetry does not have to rhyme. I write only rhyming poetry. So Inspirer, when I was trying to choose my first book and what to come out with, I couldn't think of a better book to come out with because this is really who I am. And I have many, many poems, and I took 100 of them, and I put them in a, you know, autobiographical form, and they're separated into different parts. There are inspirational ones. There are short poems. There are poems dealing with celebrations, my infatuation phase, true love dedicated to my wife. There are lyrics to different songs that I've written. It's basically a kind of an ensemble of 100 of my poems in a book called Inspirer, Poetic Observation.
Cool. Are any of these poems or excerpts on your website?
Some of them are, and actually my website is filled with poetry, But most of it is not from the book. It's what I've written, some of the short things. And I love memes, so I do poetic, inspirational memes mostly on a daily basis. So you'll find them all over my website and my Facebook pages.
Very cool. Could you give us some, read us a couple of poems of inspiration, please?
Sure. Let's see which ones would be interesting and appropriate for right now. I'll go. Give me a second. Let me choose. Sure. Okay. Well, here's one I really like. This is again, everything that I write about is things that I have been through, or the way that I perceive the universe to be. So here's a poem that's called "Is It Left or Is It Right?" This is for everybody who's trying to make a choice, whether it deals with career or whether it deals with any other sort of decision. This one was specifically career-related when I was trying to go through the process of explaining to others what it is that I'm feeling at the moment. So is it left or is it right? Both of them just seem so right. Both of them I feel drawn to. Both I know that I can do. It's so hard for me to choose. I am so afraid to lose. For each action has a price. So I'm trying to be wise. What compounds this issue more are the ones that I adore, telling me I can't do either and should stop and take a breather. How can I explain to them the kind of person that I am when in truth, with all I know, there is nothing I can show? What I sense, what I perceive, isn't what most people see. No amount of explanation can relieve the situation, so I sit and meditate, knowing that for now I wait, asking only that the light show me, is it left or right?
That's very nice and deep. I listened to the whole thing with my eyes closed. It's very nice. It was very relaxing and very inspirational. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, and there's lots more where that came from.
Very cool, very cool. Alan, aside from suggesting someone go to your site as an answer to the following question, slight little joke, what kind of advice would you give someone that really wants to, they want to move forward, they're in the rut, and what advice would you give people? And please take all the time you want. How could you help people? What could you say that would motivate them and like get them to take that next step, I guess?
So I already mentioned take a breath, but that's the first thing that I would suggest doing. Take a breath and go outside. Go outside. Remove all of the electronic distractions from your being for a few minutes. Go outside and just be with nature. And if you want to hug a tree, go hug a tree. I am certainly a big proponent of doing that, but that's not what this is about. The point is, in our lives, we are way too busy. We are way too bombarded by information. We rarely leave ourselves time to be alone, with our thoughts, to go deep, and to really find peace. And there is no better place to find peace than be out in nature. Because as you are in nature, as you're walking through it or you're sitting in it, you are attuning to nature's frequencies. And those frequencies, while of course could be stormy at times, are by definition ones of deep serenity. So if you wish to realign and get back into your balance, go outside and spend a little time there. You will reduce your stress. You will become a lot more peaceful. You will get fresh air, which also will help you think better because your blood and your brain need oxygen. All of these different elements will come into play, but you will attune to the universal energies, and that is the best thing that you can do in any situation.
I like that. Very sound, very wise advice. Especially
and very simple, and something that doesn't cost anything, and something that everybody should be able to do, assuming that the weather is not, terrible at the moment.
And even if it is bad, when I've walked in the rain, and I grew up in Chicago,
right.
we've had rain for lots of times, and I tell you, it was always a great feeling when you walk through the rain. It's just, it's like you're just charged with this energy. I don't know how else to describe it. So I advocate walking regardless of the weather, unless it's a 100-mile-an-hour storm or hurricane.
Yeah, or frostbite or, anything like that. But, yeah, you should just be out communing with nature. And I guess let's put it this way. If you feel that you cannot, then use technology to your advantage. Go on the internet. Listen to nature sounds. Get on YouTube. Watch videos of the beach or the sky or the mountains. And be in that mode. And see if you can have the windows open a little bit so you can get some fresh air.
I like that. Alan, you're starting something. I don't know if it's something you didn't want to talk about, but I think you're planning to create or build a school of human potential. Is it all right if I ask you about that?
Of course, yeah. I've always had a dream of building a school, and I started a number of years ago and then went off a little bit on a different track with my career and Seamless Method. But School of Human Potential is still a project. I'm hoping to unveil it next year. And it deals with getting individuals to be well-balanced and well-rounded, because there's a lot of information that we have, but in terms of our life skills and in terms of our coping skills, there is still a lot to be desired. A lot left to be desired. So School of Human Potential is meant to address those in a very simple way for people to get that information in a time that's effective for them, in a manner that's best for them, and for very inexpensively, as in $97 per course. So School of Human Potential focuses on mind, body, and spirit, and you can take courses from world-renowned experts in any of these categories, anytime that you like. That is the idea. That's what we're working towards.
I like that. Very good. And last but not least, at the introduction of this show, I talked about you are radio talk show host of an internationally syndicated show called School of Human Potential Radio. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of having a show on different networks over a little more than 2 year span. The show is on hiatus for the moment as I'm gearing up for its next version, which may be radio, may be more video specific. I haven't come to that decision yet. But I've had the opportunity to grow myself tremendously, because the people that I've had on were people that I really wanted to speak with. And I had people from spiritual realm. I had people from the entrepreneurial side. I had comedians. I spoke to Yakov Smirnov. When I came to the United States, Yakov Smirnov was a person that I really admired and listened to and connected to. And then I had the opportunity to speak to him on the radio. I thought it was one of the coolest things ever, just to get to talk to somebody who I've admired for a long time. So I've had this opportunity to host a show and pass inspirational and effective information to people all around the world who are listening to the show. So it's definitely something that I enjoy. I love hosting, whether it's radio or television.
Well, very cool. Well, I hope you make a good decision on what you're going to do with that next year, and I look forward to hearing more about that. Maybe we'll even have you on again and talk more about that.
Good luck.
Cool. We're close to wrapping up, Alan. Is there anything else you would like our audience to know about, please?
Anything to know about? Well, if I sound serious because we're talking about serious topics, keep in mind that all of us have many facets to us, and anybody that knows me thinks that I am serious for as little time as possible, and all of the rest I'm just being silly. I am a person who enjoys life, and I have my family. I still have my beautiful wife and kids. I still have the house and the cars. I'm doing something that I am truly passionate about that actually helps people and allows me to be the best version of myself. And that is the best thing that I can wish to anybody, is figure out what is the best and grandest version of who you are and strive to be that every day. And if that sounds too grandiose for you, then simplify it to a very pure essence of just be love. And in every situation, in every word, in everything that you're doing, think from the perspective of, is this loving, is this joyful, or is it not? And if it's not, don't do it. And that will make your life a whole lot different very quickly.
That's very powerful and a beautiful close to this segment. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Alan. And thank you very much for being on our show, Revenue Chat. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on. I've loved it.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
It was great. Again, everyone, Alan Vaisberg, his site is Alan with an E. Vaisberg is V as in Victor, A-Y-S as in Sam, B-E-R-G, alanvaisberg.com. Okay. Thank you again, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. We're going to have Richard Hosnote, a former professor of the School of Management at Arizona State University, who also worked at Procter & Gamble and Gallo. Through his company, Innovate to Grow Experts, Richard delivers the Innovation Best Practices podcast with listeners in 72 countries. Of his six books, his book on innovation is Proven Practical Innovation That Delivers Results. Known as The Innovator, Richard is going to talk about practical innovation that is going to help you sell more and make more on the next episode of Revenue Chat. This is Tony D'Urso, brought to you by Easy Sales Procedures. Get the book, Easy Sales Procedures, for you and all your business contacts at TonyDURSO.com. Until next time, and remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.
Hi, this is Tony D'Urso, author of the new book, Easy Sales Procedures. You know, in my career, I've made impressive record-breaking sales forays into real estate, collectibles, insurance technology, and other varied industries. My accomplishments include raising $3.25 million in a six-month period. Now, despite what we've been told, sales is an art. There are sales procedures that can be applied precisely as a science, but in essence, it's truly an art. There are fundamentals that you need in place that will help you with your sales, marketing, and business. Get Easy Sales Procedures to help put your business into proper perspective. You know, too many people seem to make sales complicated. Hey, it's easy. All you need are some basics and three words: open, agree, and get. That's it. That's EasySalesProcedures.com. This book will endow you with the simple truths at the core of being a sales master, and also contains salesman training drills that, when practiced, demonstrate how to interest any person in anything. These simple procedures can be applied by anyone from any walk of life, because in modern day society, every person is involved in interesting or selling someone something. That's Easy Sales Procedures. Get your copies now at a low price from EasySalesProcedures.com. Order enough for all your employees, too. Here's to volume sales success for your life and business.